Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from Iosco County Coats for Kids, June Percy. June, how are you today?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Thank you, Kevin.
Glad to have you on. One of those rare events are coming up. You've got a big fundraiser coming up on Friday.
Well, we do. We do. I'm kind of looking forward to it and nervous about it at the same time. But we had a call from the state police post, and one of their organizers there, Shane Noble, he called and said he's gathering together first responders from the area in Iosco County, I think mainly Tawas and East Tawas.
Okay.
And they're going to be outside Walmart on Friday from 11 to 4 o'clock, and they are going to be gathering goodies for us that they would accept monetary donations.
Sure.
And if anyone would like to donate new coats or boots or socks or gloves, they'd be very gratefully received. During the pandemic, our people don't want to handle used clothing because we don't want to pass any germs on. So we've only been taking in new stuff. Hopefully we'll get back to normal once this is over. But that's what the police are going to be doing for us on the fire guys.
Very nice. So we are calling it kind of a stuff the blue goose because there'll be one of those out there. But a lot of first responders will be out there also. And again, yes, as mentioned, monetary donations. And since you're in front of Walmart, just go on in, buy a coat or a boots or gloves or hats and donate them right there.
Oh, that would be so wonderful.
Yeah. And then,
only part I'm nervous about is I just looked at the weather for.
No, it'll be fine. You know what? Maybe if it's colder and maybe even a few snowflakes, it'll drive people out even more to think about those who need coats and gloves and hats
true.
And boots.
That's
yeah.
True. Yeah, I think everyone will need their winter woolies on Friday.
Yes, indeed. So come on out to Walmart again. The hours on Friday?
11 to 4 o'clock.
Okay. Come on out and help them stuff the blue goose with everything that Coats for Kids can use. And then I'm going to assume you'll use them in the next time coats are going to be distributed, or are you do it on kind of a yearly basis when in need?
Well, we buy a year ahead. But strangely enough, we're still getting calls every day from social workers and teachers and, people who are still in need here. That didn't maybe get to one of the distributions or the gift house or something. So they could well be used this year, too.
Okay. Very good. Again, that's out in front of the Walmart there on US 23 in Tawas City, stuffing the blue goose for Iosco County, Coats for Kids. And June, are you going to be out there Friday?
I'm going to be out there. I hope I can last 5 hours out there, but we'll see. I'm going to have a car nearby to go sit in occasionally.
There you go. You're a trooper. June Percy from Iosco County Coats for Kids, always a pleasure to have you on, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in the near future.
Well, thank you, Kevin. Nice talking to you.